damage that occurred is both financial, economic. How did it affect their lives? And, you know, the people that are using it and misrepresenting it are trying to take away from the message and the reason why I even tweeted, and that was start to bring an awareness that something needs to be addressed on this issue. You just can't ram the healthcare laws through without knowing what the ramifications are. And the ramifications are now 6 million people lost healthcare. In the future, it could be 20 or 30 million people that lose healthcare. Nowhere in the tweet did it say one thing that was interpreted by people that were more concerned about losing the message and or a different agenda.
Okay, but I mean, the tweet did say that that it has done more damage than the Nazis, the Soviets, and the terrorists combined.
Yeah, so,
I mean,
can you?
I've got it right here in front of me. It says, Justice Roberts' pen and Obamacare has done more damage to the USA than the swords of the Nazis, Soviets, and terrorists combined.
Right.
So, I mean, can you at least understand why some people would think that, that it's upsetting that you're comparing the effects of a healthcare law to, you know, these major wars and these terrorist attacks that have happened?
All I can say to you is that in my belief that the impact on the people of America will be very similar to those impacts that would have affected us. I mean,
so do you think people are actually going to die because of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I'll tell you right now that I've had already complaints of people that were told that they're not allowed to get knee replacements, hip replacements, that if you're too old, we're just not going to invest $150,000 on maybe doing a catheterization. You tell me if that ration care is going to cause people to die or not.
If that's really happening, then yeah, that's insane.
Well,
is that actually happening? I mean, I haven't seen stories that are people being told because of the Affordable Care Act, no, we're not going to cover your hip replacement.
Well, they just took $600 billion out of the Medicare system, which unfortunately I'm part of. And fact of the matter is when you start taking money out of the system that won't allow health care to be provided, that doctors and hospitals aren't participating in, you tell me, how can you have better health care?
I hear your argument there, Senator Rucho, but I think that what people are getting caught up on is, you know, the comparison of those kinds of impacts to the things that, you know, the Nazis and terrorists have done, which is, you know, kill innocent people.
Well, if you look back in your history, you'll see that during the Bismarck in Germany, they had a socialist light healthcare system that was expanded under Hitler. Okay, so they've already used a system similar to the direction we're going, where one plan fits all, whether you need it or you don't, and their government is going to tell you who should and who shouldn't get health care.
We're talking about changes to a healthcare system, though, as opposed to outright wars and genocide from the Nazis and then terrorist attacks like 9/11.
Michael, all I can say to you is that the analogy was put together to show that severity of a war is every bit as severe and as it impactful of the people of this country as will be that system as they transform and change the way people live and how they have their health care and what it costs them. The reason why I used the war, the sword, was to show that it will be a huge impact on the way people in America will be. And why do you think we fought World War II? Why do you think my dad was in the Navy in World War II to fight the you know, the Nazis and the Japanese? And then why did we fight the Soviets and today the terrorists? Because they were wrong. And they were trying to hurt us. Well, in this case, all we're saying and all I said was the dimension of that war and the impact on the people have the same amount as the change in 1/6 of the economy on health care.
So it sounds like you're standing by this comparison.
I am standing by my comparison and the truth. And unfortunately, there are people, and I call them the socialist elite, that are trying to discredit the message that I'm saying that people need to take their head out of the sand and start looking and trying to determine whether there really is a problem with the implementation of this healthcare system.